welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. Our guest today is Joanna Azinga from Canaan, New York. And welcome to Soul Train, Joanna.
It's nice to be here, Ed. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, Joanna, you are embarking on a major adventure very soon. So why don't you tell the listener what that is?
Well, in 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from yesterday, I fly to Atlanta. And from there, I'll get a lift out to Springer Mountain, which is the beginning of the Appalachian Trail. And I will be attempting my second through hike of the AT.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, the Appalachian Trail is a hiking trail from Georgia to Maine.
Correct.
And it's about 2,000 miles?
This year, the official mileage is 2,189. It changes a little bit from year to year.
And your plan is to hike south to north, ending in Maine, going that full 2,000-plus mile distance over all types of terrain. And how do you prepare for this mentally and physically?
Well, I guess my having done it once before, so my first through hike was 2010. This is my 5-year anniversary, and I'll actually be stepping off on the exact same day, March 18th, that I did 5 years ago. So I have a lot of knowledge already. This is not my first time. That said, I have been mentally preparing for months, physically preparing for better part of a month and a half. I've been hiking with a full pack. I've been researching new equipment. I've totally shifted all of my gear. So I've done a lot of planning.
When you say you've shifted your gear, are you going to a lighter gear, less gear?
Both, absolutely.
I saw that movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, Wild.
Wild. Mm-hmm. And that was a funny scene in the motel room when she's trying to lighten her pack. Or maybe it wasn't in the motel room. But anyway, weight matters when you're hiking.
Weight is the two things that a hiker thinks about most is food, when can I get more, and weight, how can I get less.
Yeah.
So my first time out, my pack was typically between 30 and 35 pounds, depending on if I had just resupplied, if I was carrying more water because it was a dry spell. This time my pack is between 20 and 25 pounds, so I'm at least 10 pounds lighter. I have lighter weight gear. I'm carrying less things. I'm being more of a minimalist.
Okay. Now, the listener can't see you. For clarification, you're a healthy, fit woman, but you're not a young woman. And what physical challenges are you going to face out there alone?
Well, so to put a little more context to, I am not a young woman. You're right. I am not a young woman.
And I meant that to compliment you on undertaking
thank you.
Something like this when you're not 25 years old.
Right. I'm 63. I'll turn 64 on the trail. I have been active my whole life. I'm a triathlete and a fitness trainer. So I do a lot of athletic things. So this is just a continuation of a lifestyle that I've had for many, many decades. That said, it's very challenging physically and emotionally. Last time, the hardest thing for me was the destruction, if you will, of my feet. My feet were in very, very bad shape when I got back, and I needed major surgery on one. So they are now in better shape, but I'm very cautious about them. I've done a lot of care to improve them. I have custom hiking
boots.
Well,
was there an issue with your feet before you left on the hike, or did the hike cause the problem?
I think that it was the classic repetitive use syndrome. It was simply walking over 2,000 miles, carrying 30-plus pounds on my weight on my back, and that exacerbated issues.
But I would think, and correct me if I'm wrong, and when you're out on the trail, you get to talk to lots of people. And I imagine there's you know, maybe not an equal amount of men and women, but you get to see other women. Do people that undertake an adventure like this come away from it feeling physically stronger, or do they feel worn out? And do you consider this good for your physical and mental well-being?
And that's a good question. And I think anybody, regardless of their age, finishes the trail and the body is tired. There's really no way that it could not be tired. That said, there's a tremendous feeling of exhilaration and accomplishment, so that one moderates the other. But I will be moving more slowly this time than last time. I was averaging about 17 miles a day. I don't feel the need to move more quickly. I'm going to take more time to share the experience with people who want to join me on the trail, friends and family, to leave the trail and see things in the area that are of interest. Just had a friend call me, a hiking friend, who said, I'm going to rent a cabin in the Roan Mountains in Virginia, and you know, you can get off the trail and come to the cabin and hang out there for a few days. And it's like, great, I'll do that.
sounds good to me. You know, I read a book by the famous author Bill Bryson.
Yes.
About, what was the title of that book?
It's called A Walk in the Woods.
A Walk in the Woods. And he was, you know, sort of a 40-plus overweight guy who never did anything terribly athletic, who convinces an interesting character he knows to hike the trail with him for the purpose of writing a book about it. And it was a big undertaking. He didn't quite make it, but it's a fun story. But what I'm pointing out here is that what you're undertaking is something that's accomplished by only a couple of hundred people a year. What are the statistics, actually?
Yeah, they're getting higher. And just as a side note, Bill's book is coming out in a movie this spring. Robert Redford plays Bill. Nick Nolte plays Katz. So Walk in the Woods has been made into a major Hollywood movie.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I didn't know that. When's it coming out?
The spring. It'll be out in the spring. So that's another reason I'm going to hike the trail now, because next year it's just going to be way too full. But the numbers of people hiking the trail are steadily increasing, and thousands start, and yes, a few hundred finish, about 10% of whatever the starting group is.
Right. But how many finish who start out trying to hike the whole trail?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So let's say 2,000 people start out, maybe 10% of that. 200.
Right.
So whatever that starting number is.
Yeah. And when you went the first time, you actually weren't planning to hike the whole trail. You decided mid-trail to keep going, correct?
My original plan was to just hike for a month. I had other things that I was doing. I was actually a competitive triathlete and had qualified for nationals and was going to be competing at the national and hopefully the world level. And I actually forfeited all of that because I found that the trail really spoke to my soul in a way that nothing else had. And I've never raced since. And that was 5 years ago.
Wow. Well, Joanna, you're an example for everyone. You're embarking on something really exciting, very challenging. I'm very proud of you. I'm sure you've motivated a number of listeners to maybe take on a physical challenge in their life, even when they're not 25. And by the way, I had no idea you were as old as you said you were. So you look great.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for being on Soul Train. I'm hoping that the station gets some updates from you while you're on the trail.
Because I would like to do that.
This is a newsworthy adventure. So, folks, thank you very much for listening to Soul Train. My name's Ed Furtick. Your guest has been Joanna Ezinga of Canaan, New York.